You're listening to SBS News.
Victoria has recorded its largest one-day rise in new infections, with 288 people testing positive to COVID-19. Those infections were discovered after more than 37,500 tests were conducted. The overwhelming majority of the new infections are cases of community transmission, so Premier Daniel Andrews is now encouraging people to wear a mask in public when they know it will be hard to keep their distance from others.
It is our request of you. It's not compulsory. We're simply asking that if you can wear a mask where you can't distance, that's exactly what we would like you to do. That's a relatively small contribution, but one that can make a really big difference.
The Chief Health Officer, Professor Brett Sutton, says some of the latest research has reinforced the value of masks.
A big Lancet meta-analysis, so a study of a number of other studies' data, has really shown that masks do make a significant difference, potentially. Even understanding that people don't always wear them perfectly, that they don't provide perfect protection, but when they're worn very broadly across a population where people can't distance that 1.5 metres, they can make a difference. They can reduce transmission by up to 2/3. That's a really important additional measure. And when we're trying to do absolutely everything in Victoria to drive transmission down, it's a really important additional tool.
The Mitchell Shire, north of the Victorian capital, and the whole of the Melbourne metropolitan area are under a 6-week lockdown. But Brett Sutton says new case numbers could still rise before they fall.
The effect of the lockdown will really only be seen in the numbers in the next 1 to 2 weeks. So we may well get worse numbers to follow. There is absolutely reassurance in the level of testing that we're doing. Because in finding those cases, they can be identified and they will isolate. Their close contacts will be contacted and will be in quarantine.
People who breach the rules face fines of more than $1,600, and 16 Victorians will be paying a hefty price for taking part in a birthday party in Dandenong. Paramedics taking a dinner break at a KFC restaurant notified the police after two patrons placed a very large order at 1:30 this morning. Chief Police Commissioner Shane Patton says officers followed the car back to a townhouse where 16 people were discovered.
When we went in, there were two people asleep in there, but there were 16 others hiding out the back, and they just got these KFC meals at a birthday. That is absolutely ridiculous, that type of behaviour. And, you know, it's a very expensive night when you think, apart from the KFC, we've issued 16 infringements at that amount. That's $26,000 that birthday party's costing them. That's a heck of a birthday party to recall, and they'll remember that one for a long time. I make this point that there are consequences.
New South Wales health authorities have ordered a pub to close after two people who visited the venue on Saturday contracted coronavirus. They're among 14 new cases detected in the state. A pop-up clinic has been set up in a car park of the Crossroads Hotel in Casula to enable people to get tested. Meanwhile, the National Cabinet has agreed to limit the number of international arrivals to 4,000 per week to reduce the pressure on the various hotel quarantine programs. Prime Minister Scott Morrison says there was also agreement to have a national inquiry into quarantine arrangements to be led by former Health Secretary Jane Holton.
Making sure that as we look into each of the states and territories and how they're managing their quarantine, that it is meeting the standards that the AHPPC have advised upon. And as our country opens up again, with the exception of Victoria, that we can ensure we have even greater confidence in those quarantine arrangements as they're being put in place.
Queensland opened its border to everyone except Victorians, while Tasmania decided to delay the reopening of its borders until July 31st, with Premier Peter Gutwin saying he's worried about the virus spreading from the mainland. Western Australia has decided to delay the further easing of its restrictions until August 1st. That decision came after more than 1,000 Victorians entered WA over the past week. And you can keep up to date on the coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Greg Dyatt, SBS News.